Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Okay, for today's devotional, we're going to take a look at a verse. I hope it's not too obscure for you, but I'm really interested by this. 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 14. Here's the verse. For we will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Yet God does not take away a life, but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him. This is one of the best gospel passages of the Old Testament, and it has an intriguing background. It came from the period of David's struggles with Absalom, his most ambitious and most difficult son. In the aftermath of David's sin with Bathsheba, he faced one crisis after another in his family life. It began when David's son Amnon raped his own half-sister Tamar. In retribution, Absalom murdered Amnon, and then he left the country, finding safety in a foreign capital. Banished from the kingdom of Israel, Absalom waited until his terrible crime was no longer front page news. And then he put into play a plan to come back to Israel. He needed an inside man. Absalom needed an advocate to make the case before his father, King David. Finding no willing helper, he terrorized the normally unshakable Joab into representing his need before David. Joab brought the problem to David in a clever way, through a poor, widowed woman who told a false story meant to pull on David's heart. The idea was to convince David that though it was terrible to lose one son to murder, it was worse to lose another son to banishment and exile. Now that brings us to 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 14, the verse I read at the beginning. The poor widow woman, known as the woman of Tekoa because of her hometown, is indirectly applying the point of her clever story to David. She spoke boldly to David, confronting his sin of not initiating reconciliation with Absalom. Because he was estranged from David and growing more and more bitter, Absalom was a threat to Israel, and if David allowed it. Her plea for urgency made two points. Number one, she said this: we will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground. Those are tough words, but the woman of Tekoa spoke wisely to David about the urgency of reconciliation. It's as if she said this: David, we all die, and then the opportunity for reconciliation is over. Do it now. When someone dies and the survivors have unresolved matters with the deceased, they wish they would have listened to the woman of Tekoa's advice. But then her second point was even more compelling. She told David this: but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him. This is what the woman of Tekoa meant. Find a way to do it, David. God finds a way to bring us back to himself. Now, it's true. God finds a way to bring us back to himself, but not at the expense of justice. God reconciles us to him by satisfying justice, not by ignoring justice. This is the background to one of the best gospel texts in the whole Old Testament. If we are under the chastening of God, we may feel like we are his banished ones, yet we can recognize our place as being his banished ones, belonging to him, and trusting him to bring us back to him. God devised a way to bring the banished back to him that they might not be expelled from him. And that way is through the person and work of Jesus Christ and how he stood in the place of guilty sinners on the cross, receiving the punishment that we deserved. Now, When the woman of Tekoa applied this second point, she spoke to far more than King David. At that moment, the Holy Spirit inspired her, and she unwittingly spoke across the centuries. If God has brought you to Himself, then you must take a sober inventory of life. Who have you banished? Who are the exiles from your heart? Since God went to such lengths to bring us back, we should extend ourselves to those we have banished from our life. We need to hear the sermon from the woman of Tekoa and hear it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.